考试正式开始。听下面对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Sir, would you like another drink? Your coffee will be running out.
Yes, and my wife would like a glass of orange juice, please. And my daughter will have lemonade.
You must be lost. The school's main building is on the other side of the parking lot.
It's amazing in here. There's such an impressive collection of books.
It's great, isn't it? If you follow me, I'll bring you to the school gym and the sports center. Make sure to take your jacket. It's raining outside. I don't want you to catch a cold.
It stopped raining an hour ago, Mom. I think I need a pair of sunglasses instead of a jacket.
Do you know if the last bus has gone?
I'm afraid it left a couple of minutes ago.
Oh no, do you know where I can get a taxi to the airport?
Try the subway. There are usually few taxis here.
We're going to be playing badminton this Saturday. Do you want to come?
Sure. What time and where at?
3 p.m. in Olympic Sports Center.
Listen to the following dialogue or dialogue. Each dialogue or dialogue has several small questions. Choose from the given options to select the best option and mark it on the corresponding paper.听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，现在你有时间阅读下列小题。请听下面一段录音。回答以下两个小题。
I am going to bed, honey. It's been a long day.
Okay. I still have one chapter to read for today, so I'll stay up for a while.
Well, don't forget to turn off the heater.And lock the door before you go to bed. Oh, what time are you getting up tomorrow?
I've got a meeting at 10 in the morning, so could you wake me up before you go to work, say around 8 a.m.?
Okay, I will wake you up at 8 a.m.
Good, thank you very much. Good night.
I am going to bed, honey. It's been a long day.
Okay, I still have one chapter to read for today.So I'll stay up for a while.
Well, don't forget to turn off the heater and lock the door before you go to bed. Oh, what time are you getting up tomorrow?
I've got a meeting at 10 in the morning, so could you wake me up before you go to work, say around 8 a.m.?
Okay, I will wake you up at 8 a.m.
Good. Thank you very much. Good night.
请听下面一段录音，回答以下两个小题。
I cried so much during The Lord of the Rings. It was such a stressful movie, but I'd watch it again. Do you like it?
Yes, I love that movie. It has action and drama, and it tells a great story. When I saw it the first time, I was so confused. I didn't realize there were two more movies. Have you ever read the books? There's the same number of books.
No, I haven't. I heard they have almost 1,000 pages each. That's too long. I don't know if I would like them.
They are long, but they feel so real when you read them. I remember reading them when I was in middle school. They're the reason why I started reading more books, actually.
I cried so much during The Lord of the Rings. It was such a stressful movie, but I'd watch it again. Do you like it?
Yes, I love that movie. It has action and drama, and it tells a great story. When I saw it the first time, I was so confused. I didn't realize there were two more movies. Have you ever read the books? There's the same number of books.
No, I haven't. I heard they have almost 1,000 pages each. That's too long. I don't know if I would like them.
They are long, but they feel so real when you read them. I remember reading them when I was in middle school. They're the reason why I started reading more books, actually.
请听下面一段录音，回答以下三个小题。
Morning, Sue. Did you enjoy your holiday in the country?
Yes, I went there with some friends. We had a great time.
Where did you stay? In a hotel?
No, we camped in the mountains. We cooked all our meals over an open fire.
Sounds wonderful. Was the weather good?
It was nice every day, and it didn't rain at all.
Did you like the people there?
Yes, they were great. We met some farmers and had tea in their houses.
When did you get back? Last night?
No, this morning. We got up at 4:30, left at 5, and arrived home at 9. I'm so tired. What about you? Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, but I didn't do much. I just stayed at home. The weather was terrible. The wind blew nearly every day. Morning, Sue. Did you enjoy your holiday in the country?
Yes, I went there with some friends. We had a great time.
Where did you stay? In a hotel?
No, we camped in the mountains. We cooked all our meals over an open fire.
Sounds wonderful. Was the weather good?
It was nice every day, and it didn't rain at all.
Did you like the people there?
Yes, they were great. We met some farmers and had tea in their houses.
When did you get back? Last night?
No, this morning. We got up at 4:30, left at 5, and arrived home at 9. I'm so tired. What about you? Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, but I didn't do much. I just stayed at home. The weather was terrible. The wind blew nearly every day.
请听下面一段录音，回答以下四个小题。
John, what do you say if we come to this cafe often? Maybe we could meet here and practice Chinese and English.
That sounds like a good idea. How often would you like to do it?
Let's see. My schedule right now is quite busy, but I think I could spend 90 minutes a week in language exchange.
How would we manage it, though? How do we spend the 90 minutes?
First, we could spend 45 minutes working on your English writing. If you want, I could help you edit your papers. Or we could do English conversation, or whatever you want. And then the next 45 minutes, you would help me with my Chinese.
I think it sounds like a good system, but when is it convenient to meet?
Well, today is Monday. Actually, for me, Monday at this time would be the best. I am free from now until 11:30 every Monday morning.
Me too. In fact, I'm free until 1:20 on Mondays.
So if you want to meet at 10 o'clock here next Monday, we could start.
It sounds good. I will bring the papers I'm working on.
And I will bring my textbook and a tape recorder. I would like to record some things so I can practice on my own. John, what do you say if we come to this cafe often? Maybe we could meet here and practice Chinese and English.
That sounds like a good idea. How often would you like to do it?
Let's see. My schedule right now is quite busy, but I think I could spend 90 minutes a week in language exchange.
How would we manage it, though? How do we spend the 90 minutes?
First, we could spend 45 minutes working on your English writing. If you want, I could help you edit your papers. Or we could do English conversation, or whatever you want. And then the next 45 minutes, you would help me with my Chinese.
I think it sounds like a good system, but when is it convenient to meet?
Well, today is Monday. Actually, for me, Monday at this time would be the best. I am free from now until 11:30 every Monday morning.
Me too. In fact, I'm free until 1:20 on Mondays.
So if you want to meet at 10 o'clock here next Monday, we could start.
It sounds good. I will bring the papers I'm working on.
And I will bring my textbook and a tape recorder. I would like to record some things so I can practice on my own.
听下面对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，现在你有时间阅读下列小题。
It is said that over 30% of the English language is made up of French words. Some of these words are the same as in French and are still used in the French language today. Others came from French but have become true English words as time has passed. So, why are there so many French words in the English language? Well, in the year 1066 in England, the Battle of Hastings took place. The English king, Harold, was defeated by William of Normandy in France. So, a Frenchman became the king of England. He brought his language and his people over to England at that time. Once English people took power again, though, the English language changed. But it was influenced by this period when the king of England was French. Lots of words used in English came from French and have evolved over the years and become more English. Examples are treasure, cup, letter, beef, abolish, and claim. These are just a few examples of thousands. It is said that over 30% of the English language is made up of French words. Some of these words are the same as in French and are still used in the French language today. Others came from French but have become true English words as time has passed. So, why are there so many French words in the English language? Well, in the year 1066 in England, the Battle of Hastings took place. The English king, Harold, was defeated by William of Normandy in France. So, a Frenchman became the King of England. He brought his language and his people over to England at that time. Once English people took power again, though, the English language changed. But it was influenced by this period when the King of England was French. Lots of words used in English came from French and have evolved over the years and become more English. Examples are treasure, cup, letter, beef, abolish, and claim. These are just a few examples of thousands.
听力部分到此结束。